Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to this latest episode of Hype Woman the Podcast. It's an amazing spring day in my part of the world. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about learning to love the process. In some ways, it's a sermon to myself. But let me first go off on a tangent. Some of the possible titles that I thought about calling this episode was How to Love the Unknown Until It Becomes Known, The Process of Becoming, What to Do While I Wait. But yeah, I mean, you get it, right? Like, it's all about embracing something unknown, embracing the process. For a lot of us, we are so obsessed with having a plan and executing and making sure that we reach these goals, these end goals, that we forget about what we even did along the way. It's like some of us are just waiting for our kids to grow up instead of just enjoying these moments while they're young. But yeah, by the way, I will be speaking at the Lean In event in Bonn this Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. It's at the DHL Post Tower in Bonn. And you can register for the event online for free. Just search for Lean In Bonn and you should find the event there. So I will be speaking about fostering inclusion and how we belong. So if you're in Bonn looking to connect with an inspired group of people, then you know where to find us. So back to my story. A few summers ago, when I was desperately single, it was a very long time ago, I would say maybe more than 10 years ago, my cousin from Australia was visiting us in Durban in South Africa. And at the time, we were in my parents had an apartment on the beach, and we were all celebrating the summer season. Our cousins were getting together, and if you know, I have a huge big Indian family, so it's like, I don't know, 14 to 16 cousins. So there we were in this I think it was like a one and a half, two bedroom apartment overlooking the ocean, and like really sweaty and taking these pictures. And of course, like, you know, the running joke at the time was look who's single. And my younger brother at the time, like, he was in a relationship, and so there we were sitting on the couch and we're taking these pictures, and my brother was next to his girlfriend, now wife, and I just put my hand around like this empty space next to me pretending that, you know, there's someone there. And my cousin, like, she, the whole of this trip, she just created the story that I was dating someone and that his name was the unknown. There was nobody at the time, but she just kept making this story up like a running gag. And by the end of it, my dad was like, who is this guy? Who is the unknown? And the joke was, like, there was nobody. We were just having fun with the idea that there could be someone. And the idea was just so exciting. The possibility was so fascinating. And because there was no actual person, we were just in love with this idea. And so, and we were so convincing that I think everybody else thought that there was actually someone. So, yeah. And I didn't want to just settle down. I wanted to have this very dreamy courtship. I wanted it to be romantic, but also sensible. And I just didn't find that back home in South Africa at that time. So there was this unknown. But yeah, so my cousins and I, we had this idea of an unknown who could one day become known to me. And little did I know that during the season of waiting, during, you know, the winters of my life, when it looked like nothing was happening, something was in fact happening. I was changing. I was becoming the better version of me. Life was preparing me for the next step of my life. And I had no idea that I would meet my husband in some random downtown bar in Durban and then decide that I was going to leave my country and move to Germany just for love. I mean, that's, if someone told me this back then, I would have said, that is insane. But be that as it may, while I was planning this episode, it was about 8 a.m. and then the same cousin, Melisha, messages me at that exact moment, all the way from Australia, and it's about 6 p.m. their side. And I thought, oh God, this is wild. What are the chances? So I knew that I had to go on with this episode. I don't know. So learning to love the process means coming face to face with ourselves and realizing that we are also processing and developing our own inner consciousness. Essentially, you're co-creating your reality. And here's some things that might happen to you on your journey. You may realize that you don't really like where you're going or where you think you're supposed to be going. And when I say like supposed to be going, I realize like for me at the age of 28, a lot of what I thought I wanted was things that other people wanted for me. And people wanted me to settle down. People wanted me to, have a good career. And I did. I mean, I did, but I didn't settle down in the way that they expected. No one would have guessed that I would have moved overseas. But that is something you get to figure out on your journey. You realize that maybe you don't like where you're at. Maybe you're meant to move countries. Maybe you're not growing where you're currently located. And as you discover more of who you are on the journey, your capacity for more changes. One of the things about trusting the process has taught me is that I don't have to have it all figured out in the beginning. And that's really humbling. I mean, it forces me to see the world like a child that is hungry for adventure. Whenever I feel alone in my process, whenever I feel like, oh my God, this is not going anywhere, I literally just surrender and I trust God, the God of the universe. And I'm like, God, I know that you're with me on this journey. And before I know it, something happens. And sometimes in seasons of winter, where it feels like nothing is moving forward, these moments I try to use to reflect, I surrender, because so much is happening behind the scenes that I just cannot see as yet. And so I was going to record this episode in the dead of winter, but it was hard. I mean, our winters in Germany is cold and it drags on for months. And I want to tell you that, you know, about this magnolia tree in our garden. Now, in South Africa, where I grew up, there's a very different kind of climate, different vegetation, and it's very subtropical. So there's a lot of acacia trees, a lot of banana and mango trees, but no magnolia trees. And when I first started encountering magnolia trees, I worked at a digital media agency in the south of Bonn, and I would park my cars near some of these incredibly huge, fancy houses, and almost every other house had a magnolia tree. And these flowers are thick with ivory petals with hints of pink, and collectively they just look like fluffy marshmallows or candy floss, but just prettier. So magnolia trees in spring is a huge deal for me. It is just this insane, magnificent expression of God just showing off. And so now, what are the chances we have a magnolia tree in our garden? And yeah, I swear, I track this thing every day until it finally has started to bloom. And it's a long ass wait. But that wait is worth it. So much so, I decided that we are not going to travel for the Easter vacations, because last year we went to South Africa and I missed seeing our magnolia tree bloom, because it literally blooms for like 2 weeks and then that's it. This year I'm here and I'm fully present and I'm watching this thing bloom and come to life. Now in winter, it's just a sad tree with no leaves and it looks really hopeless. And so the journey is also about discovering seasons in which you bloom, seasons when you show up and shine, and seasons when you have to recoup and rest. It really is a cycle. I read somewhere that people who enjoy walking will always go further than those who just want to reach their destination. So if you love walking, go follow those magnolia trees. I don't know where the next one is, but just keep walking until you find it. So in my work life, I have learned to love the process because my idea for my business at the beginning was as small as my lived experiences at the time. The more people I met on the journey, and the more events I attended, the kinds of projects that I started to get involved with. I mean, sometimes it can be really small projects, but super interesting people. And that would just really expand my mind in a way that I could not have imagined before that. And I allow those things to sort of influence me and reflect and discover like, okay, well, this is different from how my initial plan was. And it gives me the confidence to change things, to try something new. And often when I feel anxious, I realize, okay, it's time to surrender. Because if things aren't going my way, I now start to see it as redirection. And that is also part of the journey. You know, it's a trajectory that isn't linear. So I try something new, but then, you know, something crazy would happen unexpectedly, as if it was waiting for the right time to enter my life. And I would be blown away because, again, you know, like when you're so intertwined with the process, you're not focusing on the end game. You're just, let's just see where this goes to. Let's go. What next? Like I could be posting episodes every other week. I'm not even sure who's even listening. And then I would get a message from someone who's been inspired by an episode, which I thought was just like no big deal. Or I get invited to speak at an event and, you know, all of it is just part of embracing that unknown, of not fully knowing what next, which means anything and everything could happen. So ultimately what I'm doing is embracing a life full of possibilities. And you see what I did there? Instead of looking at the process as something uncertain, as something that is full with fear, of something that you have no control over, you can change how you look at it as something that could happen beyond your wildest imaginations. Because honestly, like if someone asked me if, I don't know, 16-year-old Sorona could ever imagine living in Germany for the rest of her life, I would say, no, not even the slightest possibility. I have like an insane amount of, you know, support structure, all of that. I have an amazing life back in South Africa. And yet I was just like, hey, let's take this adventure. Let's see what next. And I've managed to create a beautiful life here. Every time I go home to South Africa, I would not say I'm torn, but I know that I've successfully created a life in two places. I get to call both these places home. I don't have to choose. These both belong to me. And if I tell you how wild this is, like, when I first came to Germany, I often got asked, like, will you give up your South African passport? Because Germany at the time did not allow dual citizenship. And I was like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'd pay for my visas. I'll pay for all of these things. I'll pay for my permanent residency, but I'm not giving up my South African passport. And finally this year, Germany is allowing dual citizenship. And it almost seemed like it would never happen. But this is how it works. I've come to realize that the things that you're most like sure about or you find that you need to stay true to, circumstances will change in your favor. And this is just something I've come to notice. There's a saying, I'm a human being, not a human doing. So we need to stop and sometimes celebrate our milestones, because one day you look back and you wish you did something to remember the kids growing up. You wish you could have spent more time with them in the summer, taking them for more ice cream. Or even like those really early stages of where you're at. Maybe in your business when you didn't even have a business plan, or you had no idea about what marketing even is supposed to be. I have all of these scribbles, if you may, of back in the days when I started a magazine, and you know, I had these mock-ups which I had no idea. I would do them like on Word until I found a graphic designer who would like put images and visually lay it out with proper text and fonts. And I was like, oh my, this is becoming something. But everything starts from a place of just a very small, sometimes even insignificant idea, until you slowly just keep at it, keep walking, and it grows. Sometimes getting what you want could be a recipe for disaster. I mean, how many times has that happened to you? I know that this has happened to me many times, where I'll get what I want, but then it'll feel like something is missing. And this is often the case, you know, where you get something too fast and maybe you weren't ready for it and you couldn't appreciate what you got. As a business owner, what I'm discovering about the process is that I get to create not just my life, but also the business that I want. And whenever I feel stuck, I remember this quote, like, the path will illuminate itself if you just stay present. And this literally has happened to me a number of times. I was literally stuck on the side of the road after I jumped off the wrong train in the middle of the night, like about, was it 9 o'clock at night in Switzerland? So we're like halfway between Davos and Zurich. And it's the middle of, 9 o'clock at night, -7 degrees. I got off at the wrong train station. There's not a soul around except for a lady that I jumped off with. And luckily, she had her colleagues who were driving back to Zurich. And she calls them and she's like, hey, can you guys pick us up? We're at the wrong train station. And these guys, whom I've never met in my entire life, happened to be 20 minutes away. And they, you know, I waited there. And I remember while I was waiting, this lady, she said to me, I know now why I was meant to take the train, even though she could have went with her colleagues. Something happened where she decided that she was going to take the train. And she didn't know how to take the train to Zurich. So I said to her, I'll help you. Of course, it was like the blind leading the blind. And in that moment, she said to me, I know why I was supposed to take the train, because if I didn't, and you got off alone at the wrong place, you wouldn't have been able to go home, and I'm going to get you home tonight. And I sat there, I stood there, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's so right. And in that moment, it was like, I wouldn't have known what to do next, but just being present, like, the solution was there. And often I have no idea what will happen in coming months in my business. I have no idea of, you know, will I get clients next month? Who am I going to interview? But I do have an idea of what I want to achieve. And I know that by just being open and present, the result is that I often end up saying yes to some awkward and uncomfortable events that lead me to growth opportunities. For example, one of my goals this year is to become more fluent in German. But since I don't have like excessive free time for classes, I decided that I'm going to immerse myself culturally into spaces where I'm forced to speak German. So what do? I say yes to all the moms in the neighborhood who have invited me to their dinner parties or to their, yeah, to some of their events, because by saying yes, I might not understand 80% of the conversation, but it is a safe space where I get to practice my German and laugh about it, you know, and laugh and grow at the same time. And yes, of course, it's uncomfortable. And let me just say something about discomfort. So many of us want change without leaving our comfort zone. Nothing changes if nothing changes. If you want to get into a relationship, you've gotta leave the couch. You know, if you want to meet someone new, you've gotta let go of some of the things that you're most comfortable about. Back to the trees. Have you ever tried cutting back a rose bush? I mean, this thing explodes with even more flowers. So discomfort can be leaving your comfort zone, letting go of an old way at looking at things, and simply trying something new. And I don't mean trying something so extravagantly new that it is scary, that it is traumatizing, because I mean, there are some people who do those things. I'm not one of those things. I need something that is like, the discomfort is something that enables me to grow, not something that traumatized me. So yeah, and that is what you want. You want to trust the process while at the same time trusting yourself and that God is on this journey with you, and that if there is this bigger, more enlightened force that is with you on this journey, that anything can happen, anything beyond what you can even imagine could happen. And why do I say this? Because if you look around you, I believe that God wants to show us an amazing and abundant life. God wants to use you to co-create a world full of possibilities, because God did not create just one type of pink flower and call it a day. He created an abundance. It's like God just didn't know where to stop when it comes to nature. And we have so much of it to discover and to enjoy. So my wish is, may you enjoy the process of self-discovery as you journey towards your own goals. May you recognize the people along the way that guide you. And may you never worry about how. Just stay present and trust that it will all unfold.